You may be wondering why I'm sitting here in the bleachers of Christy Pitt's baseball diamond, surrounded by a bunch of kids playing baseball on a Wednesday morning when most people are at work, when I should be at work. It's a good question. If telling you where I am is easy, telling you why I'm here, well, that's a different story. Right now, the kids on the field are teasing each other, shouting out nicknames, the usual kid stuff. I close my eyes tight, like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. And when I open them, it is no longer today. It is August, 1933. The smells are the same, freshly cut grass and hot dogs and popcorn, but the sounds are different. The voices are no longer the voices of children. They are grown men.
Hey, kid, you made it. Listen, Joey, do me a favor, would you? Get yourself home before the game starts. We had some trouble with the Pit Gang last night. Don't want a repeat performance.
Hey, Stinky, lineup time, let's go.
Look, I gotta go. Coach is going through the order. Don't worry, we'll win this one.
And so, I'm off. All the way to Bloor Street. I arrive at my family's drugstore at the corner of Bloor and Manning Avenue, where I discover a policeman at the back of the store.
This is your father's store, am I right? You're Rosenbaum's kid. You must be very proud of him. I mean, he works hard, makes a good living, I'll bet. All of you people work hard.
Leave him alone.
Hey, look who it is. The prodigal son returns.
What do you want?
Mind your business, Sheenie.
Who are you calling a Sheenie, huh? What are you even doing in our store?
I'm here on police business, as a matter of fact. Doesn't concern you. Look, I know the trouble you and your kike friends are stirring up down at the beach. I swear you so much as think about crossing me again, I'll run all of you Sheenie shysters all the way back to where you come from. Now step back.
Or else what, huh?
Are you threatening me? Don't you ever threaten a cop. Ever.
And just like that, the cop is out the door. Just then, Zev turns to me. He sees that I've heard everything, but I'm not understanding what it is I've heard.
Look, Yosef, don't worry your head about this stuff. It's nothing. There's no trouble. It's because I'm down at the beach that there's no trouble. Do you understand that? All right, look. There's a bunch of people down at the beach. They're putting up signs saying they don't want us there. They say they just want to clean up the beach. But what they really mean is no foreigners. No Jews. They just come down to the beach and they try to intimidate us. They're marching up and down the boardwalk. They're forming clubs.
And so, I'm off once again, all the way to Bloor Street. But along the way, I hear the swing and sway of 1930s jazz. I follow it like a drug. It's coming from an alleyway, two doors down. The Alhambra. Standing outside, smoking a cigarette, is Nala, the club singer.
Listen to me, Joey. Most of the time, the world is beautiful. I truly believe that. We seek beauty out. That's what we do, and we are capable of creating beauty. It's a blessed thing. Even in tough times, this is why I sing. But some people are broken on the inside, but they can't accept that fact, so they need to put their pain somewhere else. They blame other people for their pain. They blame someone different, someone who looks different. It comes out as hate. And sometimes there's real specificity to that hate. I know. It doesn't seem fair. And I know it hurts. It hurts. But I was brought up with the belief that there is no place I couldn't go. No one should have to live in fear forever. We should be able to leave our house, is what I think. But what do you think? That's what really counts. Joey, you have the truth and the resources to do what you need to do. What do you think?
It's a good question. What do I think? By the time I reach Christie, I'm racing, my heart on fire, and the street is thick with pedestrians of all stripes, most of them heading west for the game. I arrive at the park and push north, towards the massive bowl of a ball field, and I'm almost knocked over by the sheer size and sound of the crowds. There must be thousands of people crammed in behind the diamond all the way up the hill. It gets ugly fast, and then it gets worse.
August 16, 1933. 6 years before the start of the Second World War, Toronto the Good is suddenly ground zero for a series of brazen anti-Semitic acts with devastating consequences. This is the story of one Jewish boy's personal journey through the old neighborhood, from storefronts and back alleys to the scene of the crime, the notorious Christie Pitts ballpark itself.
This original radio drama podcast takes an immersive You Are There approach and comes from the creators of Hogtown, Drew Carnwath and Sam Rosenthal. Musical supervisor and original music by Canada's own Misha Brugger-Gossman. The Christie Pitts Riot contains mature subject matter and strong language. Listener discretion is advised. The Hogtown Experience would like to acknowledge the support of the Canada Council for the Arts and Show Love Teo. To get immersed, visit hogtownexperience.com.